This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 1. I have bad news and I have good news, said Ryan. Actually, make that very good news. Tally looked up at her trainer from inside one of the school pony's stalls. It was the day after Halloween, but the horses were still in a spooky state of mind. High winds outside had been rattling the windows in the indoor ring, and the horses and ponies in the lesson as well. Tally had been asked to hop off her horse and onto the most nervous pony to end the animal's ride on a confident note. She felt really proud whenever someone trusted her to put in a good ride. I guess you should get the bad news out of the way first, right? Tally said, giving the pony's leg one more swipe with her soft brush. Ryan's expression sank a bit. Tally held her breath. I have a kid who's going to lease Obi for a year, said Ryan, starting this month. Tally felt herself deflate. She had been riding Obi as a project horse for Ryan and even took him to his very first show. Sensitive and sweet, but super lazy, Obi had really progressed with Tally over several months at Field Ridge, Ryan's show barn. The horse had been a great teacher for her, too. If you didn't ask correctly, Obi simply wouldn't do what you wanted. Wow, okay. Well, I knew he'd find his own person. I just didn't realize it would be so fast, said Tally. As a catch rider for her trainer, she understood that ponies and horses Ryan paired her with would only be hers until they were sold or leased. But it still stung each time she found herself without a regular ride. Don't you want to hear the good news now? Ryan asked, breaking into a small smile. Oh, right, yes, the good news, Tally answered with a laugh. What is it? Walk with me, Ryan said. He was full-on grinning now. Tally latched the pony's stall door behind her and followed Ryan around to the other side of the barn. Quince Oaks was an expansive, horseshoe-shaped facility with school horses on one aisle for the lesson program and Ryan McNeil's private hunter-jumper operation, Field Ridge, on the other. Tally rode the schoolies exclusively for many years and still cared for them in her role as a working student, so she felt equally at home on both sides of the barn. They rounded the corner to the Field Ridge aisle, and Ryan stopped in front of stall 4. You know Cameron, right? Asked Ryan, gesturing to the horse inside. Sure, said Tally, reaching up to stroke Cam's face as he stuck his head out to greet them. A stunning bay roan with a white blaze and 4 white stockings, Cam was hard to miss. Well, said Ryan, drawing the word out as if to prolong the wait for his news. Yes, Tally asked with a grin of her own. Cam's owner, Pia, is in Europe for work all this month and likely into December as well. She shows Cam in the adult amateur hunters. She needs him to stay and work for them to show this winter when she returns. Tally searched Ryan's face for a hint about how she fit into the equation. This couldn't mean that... Pia wants to give you Cam for the month or two that she's away. You can ride and show him as much as you want. Tally shook her head in disbelief. Me? Why? Because of all your hard work, Ryan said, his tone definitive. Pia noticed how much time you put into Obi and with Goose before him. She told me she wants you to have the ride on Cam and enjoy him. She also knows how well you take care of the horses you ride, and she wants him to be loved and in good hands until she returns. Tally still couldn't wrap her head around the idea of a seasoned show horse being hers, even temporarily. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. I can show him too? Yep, Ryan said with a laugh. You can walk right into the Low Children's Hunters on this one. You'll have a blast. He's such a good boy. Wins a lot, too. Always an added bonus, right? Tally stared at Cam, who was now nosing around the hay in the corner of the stall. Was this actually real? I still can't believe this, but it all sounds great, said Tally. Can I thank Pia? Is she coming out today? She left for Europe a couple of days ago, said Ryan. But I'll give you her email address so you can write her a note. You're going to love this horse, Tal, and you've earned it.
Carlton and Tracy Brooks share their decades of knowledge, experience, and winning ways in their first book, With Purpose, The Balmoral Standard. Carlton is a widely respected horseman, a large R judge since 1985, and member of the National Show Hunter Hall of Fame. And Tracy has spent more than 30 years developing horses and riders, guiding them to victory at the biggest shows in the country. With Purpose is divided into three sections, on horsemanship, on training, and on the industry. In each section, you will uncover a wealth of information gleaning from Carlton and Tracy's careers. With CB and Tracy's signature wit and warmth, With Purpose provides a foundational equestrian education from the ground up. You can find With Purpose at thepladhorse.com/books or on Amazon, Audible, and Kindle. Search With Purpose, The Balmoral Standard. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit thepladhorse.com. You can find show notes at thepladhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at thepladhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review the podcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.